This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
All right, Action Park, my favorite park as a kid, except I was never allowed to go there as a kid because it was so dangerous. Seth Porges is with me. He is doing a documentary about Action Park called At Class Action Park. Hey, Seth, welcome to Philadelphia, man. How you been?
Good. Thanks for having me.
When you were a kid, did you go to Action Park?
I went to Action Park as a kid. And part of what we were trying to do with this documentary was kind of figure out if any of my memories could possibly have been true. You find this experience, you talk to anybody who went to Action Park, they have all these crazy, fantastical memories of things that just seemed like they were impossible. Like, there's no way that water slide was real or that kid did that thing that you saw happen. And so Action Park, it became this kind of mythological place, this place that we kind of had ceded to the realm of like urban legend. People began to doubt their own memories. And what we wanted to do is apply the lens of journalism to this park and see what was actually real. What did I remember that was actually real?
And what's amazing about it, of course, is that, so this was a park in North Jersey, in Vernon, New Jersey, and it was this unbelievable water park. Recently, I had on Andy Mulvihill, my buddy, who his dad, Gene Mulvihill, started Action Park. And, you know, Andy was talking about how his dad was bringing in these rides that were ahead of their time, and they were just testing the boundaries and testing the limits, and everybody was having fun. But there were so many stories about Action Park, and there were nicknames, you know, Traction Park, and I think it's very funny what you call it, Class Action Park. I know you didn't come up with a name, but the fact you're calling your documentary Class Action Park, I think, is hysterical. But for people who've never been there, put it this way, a park like that today could never exist, not in a million years, but I don't even know how it was able to exist in the 80s.
Yeah, so Action Park was like the 80s. Distilled the 80s into this tiny little island. Back then, life was just different. And so people look back so fondly at this place, despite the fact that it was, objectively speaking, dangerous. It was a dangerous place. So people look back fondly at it because it represents this time that will never exist again, this time when there was this level of freedom and control that kids just don't have anymore. And I think people look back and they kind of miss that, even if they got hurt.
I'm going to play a quick little bit of the trailer for Class Action Park so that I want to make sure everybody can hear a little bit of it. I think the trailer is great. Take a quick listen.
Action Park was the chaos summer park with very little oversight, too much alcohol, whistles blowing, people screaming, motors running. It was an energy, you know, you knew you were jumping into the fire pit.
If you lived through Action Park, you lived through an event in your life that changed how you felt about fun. If you've never heard of Action Park, it's an impossible myth your friends are making up and exaggerating, but it was true.
Yeah, I think the very reason people were attracted to Action Park was because they could get hurt. That was the allure of it. I'm 100% sure of it. The more you can control, the more exciting it is. I mean, who wants to sit on a Ferris wheel?
All right, so that's a little bit of the trailer for Class Action Park. Seth, when does the documentary come out?
To be determined. Probably sometime next year. We're figuring out what we're going to do with it, probably take it to some film festivals, and just work with whoever we can to get it out there to the world in as big a way as possible.
Andy Mulvihill was thrilled that this is happening, and he's writing a book about Action Park. And I know Johnny Knoxville, the star of Jackass and Dukes of Hazzard. Johnny Knoxville also headlined a kind of a big Hollywood film, which was loosely based at Action Park, called Action Point. Have you talked to Johnny Knoxville?
I have not talked to Johnny Knoxville. Andy actually told me that Johnny Knoxville movie was inspired by the documentary short about Action Park that I made a couple of years ago.
Oh, wait. So you actually did a documentary on Action Park before. I didn't know that. All right. So tell us about that. So that's a shorter one you did? Okay.
Yeah, about 5 or 6 years ago, I made a documentary short about Action Park that you can find online. It's called The Most Dangerous or Most Insane Amusement Park Ever, one of those kind of titles. It's more descriptive.
Right.
Yeah, so I made this documentary short about Action Park a number of years back. It went quite viral. It actually inspired the park to reopen under its old name of Action Park for a season. So, you know, about 2014, Action Park, the name, came back for a short period. And then that Knoxville movie came out. And, you know, we've been working on this sort of since then. And it's been really exciting to talk to so many people who went to the park, who worked at the park, to just kind of bring up their memories and try to figure out what the heck was possibly true about this park.
When I was thinking about this, too, and Action Park, in being in New Jersey, of all places, one of the states that's incredibly heavily regulated, I mean, there are still situations where people talk about it very fondly and they remember it. And then people travel, and Andy was telling me this, but they travel all over and somebody will say, hey, Action Park, Action Park. I remember Action Park. And is it the nostalgia of the 80s, too, that really captures something about this, that park is kind of, and the memories of it, just sort of stuck in time at that moment?
Yeah, the reason people look back and are still talking about Action Park today is because it's something that will never exist again. And what we became really interested in doing was sort of understanding the duality of this place that people do look back at fondly and had these formative experiences that a lot of people viewed it as sort of a rite of passage. They would go to school and brag about the injuries they would have. So people look back fondly at this place, but at the same time, this exact same place was the site of people being hurt. It was a site of real tragedy. And this one place, we realized, you know, it can be both. It can be something that was really important to somebody and great for somebody, but tragic for somebody else. And I think that kind of sums up the 80s in a nutshell. There was some really just incredible things about the freedom the 80s afforded kids. I mean, this was an era before cell phones, of course, or social media, when kids were running around and their parents had no idea where they were.
Right.
And Action Park was the epicenter of that. You'd be kids running around, kids ruling the park, kids doing whatever they want, kids not being told no matter how crazy whatever they were doing was. And so even if there's probably reasons we don't allow that today, but people look back fondly because today they feel like they can't do anything, even as an adult. You feel like you can't do anything because somebody's watching you. You know, you're being tracked on the internet. There's no privacy anymore. Back then, you could just run around and go crazy and nobody was going to tell you no. And there's something about that that's really attractive to people today.
Yeah, well said. I agree with you 100%. And it's true. It's gone from one extreme to the other. Right now, you know, kids can't walk home from school by themselves without the parents getting locked up. You know, we live in such crazy times. Seth, you talk about, and I have to say, you know, for the record, I used to work for him, so I'm very fond of him and I know him, but I agree with your assessment of him. The genius madman founder of Action Park, which would be Gene Mulvihill. I think the guy's an icon. He's a legend. I mean, he thought of bringing downhill skiing to New Jersey. I mean, you know, and it was a success. And look, had Hugh Hefner kept the Playboy Club up in Vernon, New Jersey, that part of the state would have been bigger and better and flashier than Atlantic City. But when they decided to put gambling in Atlantic County only and not allow gambling in any other county in New Jersey, the Playboy Club went bust. Hugh Hefner left, and that area took a little bit of a dip. But he was really on the cutting edge of what could have been the premier entertainment mecca of the entire New York metropolitan region.
So Vernon, New Jersey is this incredibly interesting little corner of Jersey when you look at its history at this point, because all of these big, larger-than-life people like Hugh Hefner, like Gene Mulvihill, came into town, they saw this possibility because you had this beautiful outdoor terrain. You had mountains that you could ski on in the winter. You go hiking and biking in the summer. It wasn't that far from New York. It wasn't that far from Philly. You know, it's in the middle of the tri-state area. And so these people thought this could become the next Orlando with amusement parks. So this could become the next Vegas with gambling. And none of that really panned out how people hope. But there's this kind of alternate reality, which Vernon, New Jersey, 90 minutes from New York City, maybe 2 hours from Philly, is sort of today's Orlando or Vegas. It never happened, but it's interesting to think that there was this time when people thought that's what Northern New Jersey was going to become.
Yeah, and people have memories of Playboy bunnies running around up there and helicopters flying in from New York, you know, people coming in, taking their private helicopters over. And you just have to think, had they allowed gambling up there, what that whole place could have become. And then at the same time, you think about Action Park and kind of the innocence of it all. In some ways, I look at that as a contrast, right? I mean, here's Action Park, just this innocence of childhood and go play and go have fun and dangerous and risk your life and risk your back. But on the other hand, this business empire that was being built here, who knows how it could have played out, you know?
Yeah, and the Playboy Club, you know, it's amazing. People don't believe you when you say, like, yeah, there was this massive entertainment venue in the middle of the woods in New Jersey. People like have a really hard time wrapping their head around that. And it attracted all of these big stars of its day. People like Gene Pryor, Tony Bennett, Wayne Newton, Joan Rivers, all of like the, if you were going on the circuit and you were hitting New York and you're hitting Atlantic City, you're also hitting Vernon. You know, so it became this entertainment destination that is kind of forgotten about in many ways. You still have, of course, like a modest resort economy in the area, but it's not Orlando. It's not Vegas. And it's amazing to think there was a time when it looked like that was a real possibility.
I remember there was a movie called See No Evil, Hear No Evil. Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor, they shot it up there at Great Gorge, a part of the movie. I mean, it was a major Hollywood movie, and they acted like everybody would just know what Great Gorge was, right?
People described to me the Great Gorge, Vernon Valley skiing area of this time as being like an 80s ski movie come to life. This is like those movies like Better Off Dead or Hot Dog, and you know that like that iconic sense of this is like an 80s ski movie. That's the way people describe that ski resort to me, more so than anything out west. It was just teenagers like downhill racing and getting into trouble.
Well, listen, man, I can't wait to see this documentary, Seth. We're going to have to do a screening down here, I think.
Let's make it happen.
All right, love it. So check out Seth on Twitter, at Class Action Park is the movie, and at Seth Porges is his Twitter handle, SethPorges. Seth, good luck making the documentary. Can't wait to see it. Keep me posted on when it's coming out, man.
Okay, sounds great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.